Y'all can have a seat.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Y'all doing all right?
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's good. The devil. Let me start here. So, when I was asked to speak, I always get excited because I love to share and just talk in general. Whenever I get a chance to run my mouth about anything, I'm typically going to take that opportunity. But it's extra cool when I get to talk about what God wants to talk about.
Amen.
And so I got excited, you know, and I marked it in my calendar. And pretty shortly after I was asked to speak, the topic came. God, give me a topic. What do you want to say? So I'd been telling people all week, hey, you know, I got the topic. You know, I do have some more, you know, just study and quiet time to get done and make sure I get it in my spirit. But I have a topic. And once I get a topic, you know, it's go time. I'm good. And as it got closer to the time to give the message, I got attacked. When I want to talk about forgiveness, I don't really get attacked. When I want to talk about prosperity, I don't really feel any resistance. But this time, with this topic, I got attacked. Like, I'm telling you, Satan did not want me to talk about this. Today I'm going to be talking about spiritual warfare. Today's title is We, Us, and You. It's been a really strange week. And I'm not going to, typically if I'm up here talking about something, it's because either I've been through it, or I'm going through it, or I will go through it. I don't come up here talking about things that I don't know, and that I haven't been through, and that I haven't felt. I'm not going to get into the armor of God per se, but I will talk about spiritual warfare. And when I was under attack like this week, I realized that what we have a tendency to do is we look at things from a very natural perspective. When you get up and you look and you see your dishes are dirty, that's your cue to clean them. You see your grass is not cut. Well, what do? Because I see it looks bad, I'm going to go cut the grass. That's not the case with spiritual warfare, because you need to be concerned about what you don't see. The scripture says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, spiritual wickedness. Y'all know the scripture. It's the things that we don't see. That's what you get. Not what you see is what you get. What you don't see is what you get. Before the Bible talks about, and it's in Ephesians chapter 6, I'm sorry. Before Paul talks about the armor of God and spiritual warfare, he goes into this kind of long soliloquy, if you will, about relationships. He talks about husbands, how to treat your wife. He talks to wives about how to treat your husbands. He talks to children about how to treat your parents. Parents, how to treat your children. People in authority, how to treat people that are under your authority. And how people under authority should treat the boss. But isn't it ironic, though? And all of that's good. It's necessary. Paul said what God wanted him to say. But ironically, after he's going through how to act in these certain relationships, he goes right into spiritual warfare. I'm not sure if you know, but in order to function according to the word of God in our relationships, whether it be a husband, as a wife, as a father, as a son, spiritual warfare is important. And it's important to recognize if we're going to have a good relationship. See, Paul knew that in these relationships, and I know in the marriages here, there's no friction ever. I get that. But for normal people, in a marriage, that there is friction. And there are times when you look at your husband or your wife and you're like, man, come on, man. Like, this can't be. What's so funny, bro? Oh. And you just look at him and you just get disgusted. You ever get up and you look at the other side of the bed and you're like, man, I'm just frustrated. This can't be life. This can't be us. Like, and then you find out pretty shortly after that you can't change anybody. And that's the frustrating part. But to function in these relationships, I tell my daughter as well, as parents, we're just not going to be perfect.
That's right.
We're not. And you're not going to be perfect. But my battle isn't against my girlfriend or my wife, my husband, my whatever, my son, my daughter. We're wrestling against spirits. And if you don't have that in your toolbox, you're going to get punched in the face. If you're going to try to tackle spiritual issues with natural thinking and natural devices, you're going to lose. You are literally bringing a knife to a gunfight. You're going to lose. But the beauty of it is that God gives us the tools. He talks about the armor of God. Now, when you think about the armor, and I'm not going to go through all the pieces, but most of the pieces are for protection. Helmet, belt, shoes. You don't go out without shoes because you need to protect your feet. So you've got protection. You've also got defense. You have a shield, and that's your defense. But you also have a sword. If you're always on the defensive, you're not using the whole armor of God. If you're always in attack mode, you're not using the whole armor of God. In sports, if you're a great defensive football team, that's cute. That works. We like good defense. But if you can't score, you're still going to lose. And God was like, in this week, I'm being attacked. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Hold on. I got a sword. Like, why am I just playing defense? I'm supposed to attack. There is a time for war. And it was this week. Like, I have a sword to attack. It doesn't say, you know, take up your bed of salvation. Take with you the chair of righteousness. No, like, get up. Like, it's fighting time. Like, I'm not going to lay down. I know that there was a lot coming against me talking about this, but I'm not going to be silenced and I'm not going to be quiet. This is what God wanted to say. If you notice in chapter 6 of Ephesians, it says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So Paul is talking to fellow believers. He's talking to the church. But if he says, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, we can reasonably assume that they do. When you turn on the news, that's what they're doing. We Every time I see, I'm just going to say it. Every time I see Trump on TV, it's just like, come on, dog. Like, really, man? Like, is this your king? You know, is this who you want? Like, however, we do not wrestle against flesh and blood. They do. So if there is a we, if it's us and it's them, I want to know where you stand, though. Like, how are you fighting? It's one thing to be a believer, and so am I. I mean, that's cool. That's great. But I wasn't fighting correctly as a believer. And Paul says, whoa, us believers, this is how we get down over here. This is what we're doing. We're coming against Satan, spiritual wickedness, principalities, strongholds. This is how we do it here. What are you doing? Are you going to do it like us? Or are you going to do it like them? Give me a second. You know, Satan will do the best that he can to kill, steal, and to destroy.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
But as a believer talking to you believers, Satan cannot possess you. You understand what I'm saying? Because I'll keep it very simple for you. The Holy Spirit lives inside of me. So my house is occupied. You get that? Your house is occupied. So you cannot be possessed. But it does not mean that you can't be oppressed. Do you know that when Christ was tempted of the devil, Satan couldn't possess Jesus? But wasn't he talking to him? No. He was talking to him. He can do that. And this week, that's what was happening. Well, Eric, you know, I know you, you know, you got the, you received the word from the Lord. You're good. But is it really enough? It doesn't look like a whole lot of meat on the bone there. You sure you want to talk about that? Is that really what God is saying today? Satan tried to convince Jesus that he needed something extra. Would you like some kingdoms? And Jesus is like, huh? Why are you trying to sell me what I already own? If you be the Son of God, Jesus, what do you mean? I came from up there. Like, I know where I came from. And those are the types of things that if you don't recognize it, if your boss comes at you and you immediately think of a way to retaliate against your boss, you've already missed the boat. You pulled your knife out and it's a gunfight. You're not going to do well. And it's tough. I'm not up here pretending that that's easy because I'm not really one to be talked to any kind of way. I treat people with respect. And that's one of the big things. When you're a nice person, it really messes your head up when someone isn't nice to you. Like, how you gonna be mean to me? Like, if someone whispers in my ear and they say, man, you know, Avante, like, I ain't really feeling that dude, man. I don't know about him. I'm gonna immediately look at them and be like, something's wrong with you. If you don't like him, you've got a problem. It's you. But if you're going through life and you're, and I'm going to tell you this, like there's things that sometimes you can use the will, the mind, the body that God gave you, and you can fix quite a few things. You can address quite a few concerns just by using the brain that God gave you. But I believe that there are some hills and hurdles that you have not yet cleared. Like, I think there are things that we're struggling with, and it's been a while.
Yeah.
And you haven't had results consistently. Your efforts, the efforts that you put in, aren't sustainable. You haven't been able to sustain them. When you're struggling with something, see, I had to call some people to pray for me. And when I did that, I had like two people just pray for me. I told my brother, I was talking to one of my brothers, and I said, I told him what the issues were. You have to take an honest assessment of where you are. And I know it's not cute and it doesn't feel great, but you need to understand what spirits are at work in your life. What's talking to you? What spirits are communicating with you? I didn't say possess, but who is oppressing you? What are they saying? Like, are they telling you that you're not good enough? You know, are they telling you that, you know, you're always at church. Everybody needs a break. You do enough. You don't have to make peace with everybody. Maybe you're too passive. You should be more aggressive. You let people walk all over you. Your boss said this. Your wife said this. Man, you didn't say nothing. You didn't do anything. You need to be more aggressive. And again, it's not cute, but you've got to be honest with what is going on with you. What are you struggling with? And I went through a list. I said, Jamie, these are the spirits that I believe are at work in my life right now. These are the things that are trying to hold me back. I need you to pray for these specific things, and I need you to do it right now.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm in the car. I'm watching the road, but I need you to pray now for me. I'm struggling with this spirit, this spirit, this spirit, this spirit, and on. And if you find any that you feel that you could add, then do so. And I get it. You think that felt cute, you know? But guess what? Warfare ain't cute. It's not cute. And if all you can muster, if I ask for your prayer and all you can muster is bless him, Lord, I'm not coming to you for prayer again. Because you don't get it. Pastor Mike prayed for me this morning. And this is the first time that he's ever said this when he's prayed for me. He prayed for me using the armor of God. He didn't know what the message was going to be. And when he prays, it's always spiritual. It's intense. Because warfare ain't cute. I don't have a sword to be cute. I'm just going to keep it very simple. I believe, and the word tells me, that things aren't getting any better right now. Do you know that Satan and his demons are running out of time? But with that knowledge, it's like if someone asks you, hey, man, you got 24 hours to live. What are you going to do? Everything. Satan and these demons and principalities and spiritual darkness, they're getting desperate because they're running out of time.
Amen.
They are attacking us in ways that didn't even exist generations prior. But if that be the case, if they're amping up, if they're ramping up and stepping their game up, we probably should too.
Amen.
And it's so easy to forget. Like, I'm sitting here just taking all types of darts, you know, and it's just like, hold up, what are we doing here? Like, I'm a believer, number one. I know who God is. Number two, I've got tools in the box to fix this. I don't have to lay down. Like, I don't have to just take it. Like, I got a sword, and it ain't for blocking. It's for striking, you know? It's so easy to forget. And it's so easy to take your eyes off of what's really going on, the world that you can't see, and start blaming people. You start looking at people. You know, you're in these relationships and you're trying to function, but you're looking at them. Why are they doing this? Well, why are you doing that? You know, find out. Like, what is that operation? What spirits are here in operation in this church, whether it's this relationship, this household, my kids, my dad, whatever? Like, I need to know, God, what's really going on?
Amen.
Because if I'm going to fight, I need to have the right tools for the job. I remember, I feel like what I was doing, y'all are familiar with Muhammad Ali. And he was so good. He would do this thing called a rope-a-dope, where he would take his hands down. When people box, you know, you protect, you know, you keep your guard up. He would totally put his hands down and be like, hit me. And he'd stand up against the rope, and people would try as they might. They could never get him. He'd stick his head out. Oh, I'm over here. Oh, no, I'm not. You know, and just no guard, and they couldn't hit him. That is not really the same approach that we should take to spiritual warfare. Hence the shield. Defend yourself. Yeah, I'll close on that. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for not leaving us in the dark. Lord, I thank you for not leaving us defenseless. Lord, I thank you for not having us ignorant of what we're up against. Not only do you not have us ignorant, but Lord, you told us how to fight. Lord, you said it would be warfare, but you gave us everything we needed to fight. Not only did you give us everything we need to fight, you gave us everything we need to win. And Lord, I just thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.